This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
And as I said already, 5150 by Van Halen fits in that one. There's already a band called Highway 51, too.
And I don't know if there is a song, but I'm going to make an educated guess that there is a song about Area 51.
By the Charlatans.
Oh, there is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I just kind of stepped out there.
52.
Class is in.
This is the second of a three-fer show. If you caught it last week, you know what we're doing. If you didn't catch it, I urge you to head to either iTunes or go to our website, which is kslu.org. Don't go to com. I think it's a dirty site. But go to kslu.org, click the Rock School link on the right-hand side, and you'll see all of our podcasts. Now, before I explain what we're doing here, the young man to my immediate left, we call him Chad P. around these parts. He has raised his hand and has a question. Yes.
I'd like to be acknowledged, please.
Yes.
I just want to go on record by saying that when the summertime comes, things usually slow down a little bit. We get more work done because it's nice and peaceful.
Right.
But you always do this.
I like doing larger shows in the summer.
I know you do, but it's one of these things, these show concepts that make my brain go crazy. Like last summer, we did the state's show.
Song for every state.
Yeah, who in the world can come up with a song for Alaska?
Me. North to Alaska.
You, and only you.
Yeah, North to Alaska.
Whatever.
It's a great song.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's the concept. This came from a radio gig. I was at something, a Dan O'Day get-together. He happens to be a sort of a radio
god.
Guru. Yeah, radio
G-A-W-D.
God, small g. Yeah. He really is somebody who can just teach people who have been in radio for years and years something new.
He's phenomenal.
So we're sitting around, myself and about six or seven other people, and a guy comes up with a radio game. And he says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start at the number zero, and we're going all the way through 100. Everybody gets one turn. You have to come up with a song title, a song lyric, or you have to come up with a band that represents each one of those numbers.
Now, was Dan playing this game,
no,
too?
No, Dan wasn't in the game.
He's probably just trying to stump Dan.
Well, this was on a two-hour break.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lunch and a one-hour break in the middle, and it was easy at the beginning. It's, you know, it's picking cherries off a tree at the beginning.
Yeah, I can do 1 through 15,
nothing
20.
Nothing to it. Once we got up into the higher numbers, went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy finally blurted out, this can't be done. And the other guy said, oh, yes, it can. I've done it.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? It occurred to me, well, if he's done it, it has to be able to done. And with the glorious invention of the interweb, got to be able to be done. Well, I did it.
Yeah,
here it is.
Did.
And so we roll through it. Last week, we did the numbers 0 through 33.
Yeah.
And we start today with 34.
And once we started getting into the 30s, I just started drawing blanks.
I know.
I don't think today's going to be any better.
We start with 34. I'd love to tell you that 34 had a number that popped into my head and I got it. I didn't. So if you're going to play this game, here are the answers so you'll know what you're doing.
Yeah.
There's a group called Saves the Day, has a song called 34. Any ever heard of them?
Nope.
There's another group called Porcupine Tree that has a song called Voyage 34.
Porcupine
ever heard of it?
Tree, yeah, from Shreveport.
Sure, Porcupine Tree from...
Right. No, I've never heard of them.
Number 35, there is a group called Saint Etienne that has 4.35 in the morning. No?
What is 4.35?
I don't know. That's the way it's written in the song. I'm guessing it means 4.35 in the morning, but it's written as 4.35 in the morning.
What's it referencing there? 4.35?
I really don't know. I really don't know. But you should be able to get the next 35 song. No?
No.
Bob Dylan, Rainy Day Women, number 12, and...
35?
35.
Hey, look at that. I got it.
There you go. And this is what it sounds like. Rock School. This is Rock School as we move through the numbers 34 through 66. By the way, I went to the general manager of this radio station.
Yeah.
Call him...
How about Todd?
Todd. Todd turned us down. He doesn't want to be in this show.
He didn't want to play?
No, he's decided against it.
Oh, do you think he's...
chicken?
What'd they say? Skeered?
Skeered. Ain't skeered.
Ain't skeered.
Is skeered.
I tell you what, I'd be skeered.
I would too.
I'm here by contractual agreement, but... I'm
sort of the Alex Trebek because I have the answers here in front of me.
I do have one for the next one. I'm very excited.
36.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Every now and then, one of these alt-metal bands that I really like will turn out a song, probably just for reasons like this.
System of a Down?
System of a Down has a 36 song.
There you go.
After that, I got nothing.
And it's called Just 36.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, there's another band called Placebo, 36 Degrees,
mm-hmm.
and there's a group called The Beautiful South called 36D.
I wonder what they're talking about.
So again, if you're playing this game, by all means. 37. Peter Gabriel has a song called Milligrams 37.
Really?
Other than that, I couldn't find any other song with 37.
I'm surprised I didn't know that, because I really like Peter Gabriel. I have some of his stuff.
No idea.
Hmm.
38. You should be able to nail 38 right off the bat. Can you
Why?
Do a band with 38 in the title?
Oh, yep. The 38 special.
There you go. Bang.
Hello.
There's also the Vibrators. They have a song called U238.
I wouldn't know anything by any band called the Vibrators.
Oh, really?
No.
They're actually a fairly well-known little band.
Are they now?
Yeah.
Where
the Vibrators.
They're from...
I actually knew the Vibrators before this.
Oh.
On to 39. And again, this one, I'm a huge Queen fan,
mm-hmm.
so I knew right off the bat a 39 song
a 39?
By Queen. Yeah, it's
by
just called Queen? 39. If you want to know, there's also a Cure song called 39
and one
by A$AP Rock called 39 Thieves.
Mm.
But the song by Queen, 39,
mm-hmm.
sounds much the same as the one we're going to play right now. So here you go, Queen, 39, Rock School. There's 39 by Queen. We move on to 40. Now, 40 you should be able to do some things with.
Well, I got the band UB40.
UB40?
I had that
Perfect.
One right off the bat.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
How about A Pirate Looks at 40 by Jimmy Buffett?
I'm surprised you reference Jimmy Buffett because you don't get Jimmy Buffett.
I don't get him. I don't get the parrot head stuff, but I like his music by that. Franz Ferdinand's got a song called 40.
Doesn't U2 have a 40 song?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yes, they do. John Lennon has Life Begins at 40.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Sure. You would think there would be more, but I can't really think of any more. I thought that it would be like, you know, an explode. 40 is a significant number.
Well, it's sort of a goal in a man's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's that, you know, a pirate looks at 40,
mm-hmm.
you know, as Jimmy Buffett says.
And it's got a lot of biblical references, too, with the 40 days and 40 nights of the flood and Noah's Ark.
I wonder if that's
like
in
that.
A song lyric. See, we're not using song lyrics. The way this guy originally played it,
I can almost guarantee.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some kid's song about the Noah Ark thing
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights and you could pop it off from there. If you're using song lyrics.
But then somebody would be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's my kid's song.
Yeah.
41. Some 41. Perfect.
Some 41.
How about Bruce Springsteen's American Skin, 41 Shots?
But isn't the 41 Shots portion of the title like in parentheses or
something?
It is.
I guess you could fight over that. I believe you were just talking about... in lyrics and such.
Uh-huh.
Isn't there a song called John 19:41 from Jesus Christ Superstar?
I believe you are correct.
Yeah, so there's two right off the bat, plus some 41.
Hey, we only need one to get us through.
That's right.
So.
One makes the turn.
One makes it go.
That's right. Number 42, and I got this one right off the bat, and I got it right off the bat. I put the number 42 into my iTunes thing, and it went, poop, here you go, kid. So I got it right off the bat. Can you do it? Do you know the song?
Nah, I'm drawing a blank.
Coldplay.
Coldplay
has a song called 42, and it was on my iPod. My 180-gig iPod. It's one of those things. I got 180 gigs, man. I got to fill it. So give me everything.
I cannot place this song, though.
Coldplay has a song called 42.
It must not be a hit.
I don't know.
I'm just not getting it.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
It sounds like this, Chad.
Okay, Joe.
Rock school.
Those who are dead are not dead. They're just living in my head.
Since I've been...
Well, did you like it?
Oh, yeah, I like it. I just didn't recognize it. No, I love Coldplay. I've got two of their albums, but I don't recall that one.
Yeah, it sounds like Coldplay.
Yeah.
You know, this sounds like every other thing.
And off mic, you like, look that up and make sure he doesn't swear. I'm like, it's Coldplay!
Yeah, he's too mellow to actually, right in the middle of it, drop 9 or 10 F-bombs.
Actually, I remember when they made like big-time headlines because they trashed their hotel room and they went... Really?
Coldplay
it's
did
Coldplay.
That?
It's Coldplay, yeah. And like the hotel manager was going, but I thought we had Coldplay in here. Why is this room trashed? It's Coldplay.
Can you imagine them sitting around? We should trash the room. Should we?
We're
Why
Coldplay.
Don't we just have tea? We should have tea. No, come on. Let's throw the TV. Really? Let me call someone and find out.
Right.
Here, let's do number 43 here. Any idea, 43?
No, man.
Jethro Tull has a song called Hymn 43.
The gospel tune?
I have no idea. I've never heard it. I know
but it's Jethro Tull. You're supposed to know this.
No, I know the hits by Tull. I'm not a huge Tull fan.
Okay.
Number 44. Can you do it?
Oh, Megadeth has a song.
44 minutes.
44 minutes.
Good for you. Good Roosevelt Sykes also has a song called 44.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a group that I found online called The Nails that has 88 lines about 44 women.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know the song, but it sounds like something I want to hear.
Yeah, and save that for when we get to 88.
That's right.
Because that one may be a little difficult.
I got another song by 88.
Do you now?
So here we go. It's time to say hello to our affiliates, and I will do as such right now. KLSU runs the radio show. Hi, folks.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. A lot of these unknown bands.
Yeah.
Right there.
In Shreveport.
Came from Shreveport.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, The Nails.
The Nails.
Yeah, they work at a Stuckey's. In Shreveport. Like us on Facebook. They make the pecan logs. Make pecan logs yourself by contacting us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show. Make sure you dig it on Thursdays because before the show airs on Thursdays, I always put up additional pieces of trivia and you'll really enjoy it.
So we're changing the button on Facebook from like it to dig it.
That would be cool,
dig
wouldn't
this.
It? If you could change dig button.
Rock School.
That's right.
Dig.
No, that's right.
You click the dig button.
Click the dig button. That's right. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, I want to nail two before the bottom of the hour. We're at number 45.
Uh-huh.
Can you do any in the 45?
Yes, I can, actually.
What can you do?
Shine Down, staring down the barrel of a 45.
Perfect.
Thank
Good
you.
For you. How about this one to play? Elvis Costello, he's got a song called... 45.
Okay.
It sounds like this. Rock School.
Bells are chiming for victory. There's a page back in history. 45. They came back to the world that they fought for. Didn't turn out just like they thought. 45. Here is a song to sing.
You know, I thought of one right after we turned the microphones off, but there's a Ryan Shaw song called Do the 45. We actually play it right here on this radio station.
You know, I don't do it because we're trying to only deal with song titles and bands.
Sure.
But if you're dealing with lyrics as well, inside of the Steely Dan song, My Old School, he says, I remember your 45 sweet goodbyes.
You know, so we actually added a degree of difficulty.
Sure, by not using lyrics.
So this guy at the little Dan O'Day seminar that came up with this game.
Yeah, he added lyrics.
Oops.
So if you want, you
can
add lyrics.
Take an easy way out. I can. See, you could easily.
The problem is I couldn't search lyrics quickly on the internet.
And so it's almost like if you're playing Scrabble and you decide to add names. You know,
right.
I could easily say, oh, you don't remember that song where he talks about, you know, taking 45 days to build his house? I can't remember the name of the song or the artist, but I'm telling you there's a song.
Right.
You can't verify that.
Right. You'd have to. The radio people would rip you apart.
No doubt.
If you did that.
Hey, I got 46. Please let me have it.
Yeah, 46. It's all yours.
It's my favorite Tool song, 46 and 2.
Perfect.
Okay.
I couldn't come up with any other song for 46.
That's good.
That's the one I had.
I will advance us in the game. I'll
there
take one for the team.
47. I could find nothing for 47 in my collection and anything like that, so I had to head out into the interweb and find a 47. You ready?
Yeah.
47 Ginger-Headed Sailors by Leslie Sarani.
You get no argument from me.
I have no idea.
Hey, I tell you what, if it's made up, it's really good.
It really
is. It's very well made up.
Oh, you don't know Leslie Cerrani?
No.
You know Leslie Cerrani.
Oh, I know who exactly it is now. Yeah, right, because you said it twice.
Oh, sure. 48. I got two for 48. Susie Quattro on her Greatest Hits LP, which I happen to have, has a song called 48 Crash.
Okay.
And on top of that, The Clash has a little tiny itty-bitty minute 30-second song called 48 Hours. Ta-da!
You'd think that would be more, because 48 Hours is a very popular reference.
It certainly would make sense.
Huh.
But that's the only two I could find. Here's that itty-bitty Clash song, 48 Hours. See you in a minute and 30. Rock School.
Friday or Saturday, what does that mean? Some place of time and needs a heavy scene. Monday's coming like a jail on wheels.
Bottom of the hour on Rock School, coming out of The Clash. We'll start with number 49. I got two songs with 49 in them.
Do you?
On my iTunes. Had no trouble finding these.
Cool
in fact,
deal.
49 came right into my head.
Sweet.
A Cleveland band had a song with 49. We'll
All
come
right.
out of this. 7 days, 70 seconds. Monday, July 4th. Sunday, July 10th. Chad, go.
July 4th, Independence Day. Will
right.
Smith and Jeff Goldblum killed aliens. And 25 years ago, Farm Aid 2. In Manor, Texas, it featured performances by Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, The Beach Boys, and Neil Young.
Tuesday, July 5th, 40 years ago, a Led Zeppelin concert in Milan, Italy turns violent when police fire tear gas into the audience. The band escapes the riot unharmed, but many of the roadies who try to save the equipment are injured and have to be carried off on stretchers.
Roadie's job is very dangerous.
Yes.
July 6th, back in 1971, influential jazz trumpeter and singer Louis Satchmo Armstrong died from a heart attack in New York at age 69, and for those of you who are interested, the New Orleans International Airport is named after him.
That's right. Thursday, July 7th, 55 years ago, Dick Clark debuts as the host of an afternoon television program called Just Bandstand on a local Philadelphia station. The name of the show has changed to American Bandstand when it moves to ABC in 1957.
July 8th in 1969, Marion Faithfull attempts suicide on the set of the movie Ned Kelly, and she's dropped from the film. That's the movie with Jagger in it,
right? Mick Jagger starred in it. In fact, they were breaking up at the time, which is why most people think she attempted to kill herself.
Wow, nobody ever broke up with me and attempted to kill themselves.
Maybe when the show's over, I'll think about a handful of something. Saturday, July 9th, 1958, I believe this is, Catholic Magazine calls for a boycott against the Elvis Presley song Wear My Ring Around Your Neck because it promoted going steady.
Oh.
Apparently that was bad back then.
It.
Sunday, July the 10th, 35 years ago, the one-hit wonder Starland Vocal Band starts a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Afternoon Delight. The song becomes one of the best-selling singles of 1976 and one of the best scenes inside of Anchorman ever. 49.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come up with the song with 49 in the title?
Nope.
It's funky. It's a funky song.
Okay.
Funk 49 by the James Gang.
Why didn't I get that?
In case if you're wondering, there's also 49 Bye Byes by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but that doesn't rock quite as hard as Funk 49.
Well, give me the Rock School dunce cap.
Which rocks this way. Where's the Rock School dunce cap?
It's over here.
Rock School. Okay, playing the radio game. It's a very simple set of rules. You sit people down, you go around in the circle, left or right, whichever way you do it. Start at zero. You can do bands. You can do song titles. If you want, you can also include song lyrics. However, we're not doing that. Going all the way from zero all the way up to 100.
That's right, because we're pros.
That's right.
Yeah,
halfway
right.
there, we're at 50. I came up with two songs that had 50 in the title.
Well,
I couldn't
guess
come
what?
Up with any other ones.
That's two more than what I got.
That's two more than what you got? Van Halen has a song called 51. 50.
Oh, okay.
But I can't play 5150 for this one because I need it for
51.
51. So the other one will have to suffice. Paul Simon has a song called 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, there goes Ryman Simon, and it sounds like this. Rock School. Okay, moving along. We're at number 51, and as I said already, 5150 by Van Halen fits in that one. There's already a band called Highway 51, too.
And I don't know if there is a song, but I'm going to make an educated guess that there is a song about Area 51.
By the Charlatans.
Oh, there is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I just kind of stepped out there.
52. Tell me you can do 52.
The B-52s.
Yeah, that's the easy one. There's also one called 52 Girls by the B-52s.
Really?
And there's another, again, by that Saint Etienne. We mentioned them earlier on, called 52 Pilot.
Okay.
Yeah, again, I had to look that one up. 53. Can you do 53?
Cannot.
The Ramones have a song called 53rd and 3rd, which I'm sure is a point in New York City near where they're from.
Some location
and
or something.
I'm sure that's where they put that. 54. Can you do 54?
No, dude. I don't have anything until like 60.
Yeah. Well, 54, again, nothing. I looked in my iPod. I looked in everywhere. Nothing. Got on the interweb. What do you got for 54? There's a group called Mint Royale, of course, and they have a song called 54. And there's another group called the Dandelions that has a song called On the 54.
So you mean to tell me you checked your iPod because you didn't know of anything?
No,
and you
off
figured
top of my head, 54.
Well, then why would it be in your iPod?
Well, because I don't know every song in my iPod because I just don't put song to song to song. Many times I'll put just an entire greatest hits disc or I have an entire section called Left of the Dial, which just has a slew of punk songs on
it. So
them.
You just add stuff and you're one of those.
I got 180 gigs to fill, man. I don't care.
See, you're one of those. I got to fill it.
That's
See,
right.
I only put stuff. I only got 3 gigs, but I know each and every one of them.
Well, 3 gigs, yes. I have 180 gigs, which I only have about 24% filled.
Don't you talk down to my 3 gigs.
I got 7,000 songs on there, man.
I stuff my nose at your 7,000 songs.
When we come back, we got number 55, and if you know who I'm a fan of, you know what song 55 is going
to
carry.
I'm sure it's coming, yeah.
Having
I figured
trouble,
it was coming one day.
Having trouble driving this speed. Hello, Radio Universidad. I don't know what the speed limit is over there, but we're going to talk about the speed limit here. Who else we got listening?
WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. I talked about him last week. I bet there's a guy up there that's just screaming at us. You idiots!
Yes, Terry's a friend of ours, and Terry used to run the programming side of things here. And Terry was wicked intelligent.
I want him on my team in this parlor game.
He would go to bat for you. Back in a minute, Rock School. Okay, I found one song for 55.
Oh, that's bull. You didn't find this song. You knew it all along. I looked at your notes when you wasn't looking and saw who it was because I was curious to see who you were going to play.
Yeah.
This is a Sammy Hagar song.
That's
you probably
right.
have this at the top of your iPod list.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't even look past this. Once I found it, there might be 1,000 songs with 55. Once I found this, I wasn't even much more caring.
But it's good.
That'll work. This is back when Sammy Hagar used to actually dress like a poor man's Michael Jackson. All kinds of zippers and things all over the place. I don't remember him ever saying hee-hee, but take a listen to the song, see if it happens. I Can't Drive 55. Here's Sammy, Rock School. Okay, we got to do this quick. I want to play 3 more. We got 10 minutes left in the show.
Okay.
56. I had no songs. I had to look it up. Floods of 56 by Wally Sanderson.
Oh, yeah, Wally Sanderson.
Oh, sure, man.
Right up there in the Shreveport.
57. There's a song by a guy named Biffy Clyro. It's what it says. Biffy Clyro. C-L-Y-R-O. No idea. He's
Biffy.
From...
Doesn't matter. His mom named him Biffy.
Yeah.
So he's got to be cool.
58. There's a band called Dr. Tid and the Triple Eights.
Dr. who?
Tid. T-I-D.
Not Ted? Tid.
Tid. That's the way it copied out. Dr. Tid and the Triple Eights. And they have a song called 58.
There you go.
Okay. 59. Tony Marlowe has a song called The 59 Club.
Who's Tony Marlowe?
I don't
know.
That
name sounds familiar.
You'll have to look it up.
I heard
I don't
before.
Know. That's the best I could do.
Okay.
So from 56 to 59, I haven't the slightest idea. So simply memorize those so when you're at the party, everyone can go, Ooh. Okay.
All right.
60.
I told you that I had nothing till 60, but I got a feeling this is going to be the one we're going to play.
Do it.
Is it the 60-Minute Man?
Yes, it is, by the Dominoes.
That's the only one that I got, though.
If you're interested, there's also Welcome to the 60s from the play Hairspray. Ta-da! It's Dominoes. Rock School. Running a little bit too late here. We're not going to be able to play three songs out. We're going to have to just get to our last tune here. 61. You should be able to do a 61. There's two good songs in 61. Can you do either?
No, I don't.
Bob Dylan has a song called Highway 61 Revisited.
Really?
And right. And Mississippi Fred McDowell, we played him during our acoustics piece. He has one called 61 Highway.
You don't think that Highway 61 is the airline highway, huh?
I don't think so. I don't think
so. Would be cool if he was.
62, no. There's a song called Born in 62 by Kelly Stacey and Smith, and M62, song by Doves.
Okay.
63, Nick Holder has a song called Freedom in 63.
Okay.
Should be able to do 64.
Yeah, there's a Beatles tune.
Right, When I'm 64.
That's correct.
Right. 65.
I don't know.
Well, there's Paul Davis and the 65 Love Affair. That one I actually had on my iPod.
Right.
That one I knew. And there's also one called Alan J. Lerner's Wait Until We're 65.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is it's a takeoff on the Beatles song.
Okay.
And then 66.
Well, I know this one. See, this is the one good thing about this type of show.
Every so often a number pops up.
Well, I know where we're going, so I can kind of start thinking ahead and write down the ones that I know that are coming up. So I do know Route 66.
That's right. Now, is it by Bobby Troup, Nat King Cole, Perry Como, Chuck Berry, The Rolling Stones, Depeche Mode? Who?
Yes.
Is it by all of them? I brought the one by Brian Setzer's orchestra.
Oh, perfect.
That's right.
That'll work.
That wraps it up. Next week, it's the Wicked Show.
Oh, it's getting harder.
We start at 67. We go to 100. And it gets rough. And see, we can't get the boss in here next week.
Okay.
I don't think we get it. 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
67 starts next week. Class is dismissed.
Now, if you ever plan more.